Then he preached questions and answers on the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that was very, very wise in what he did. You know, he knew that, look, some of these things, you don't want to put it down to a specific this or that or the other, because people, instead of seeking for the Lord, will go and seek for the this or that or the other. So he didn't have a take. But if you go and listen to the questions and answers of the Holy Ghost, you get some very good indications of what he was speaking in the previous service. And the one thing, when he was speaking about what is the Holy Ghost and how to receive the Holy Ghost, he spoke about the lamb and the dove. Because you can never ever take it away from the scripture. Jesus was the lamb.
Amen.
And when the lamb submitted himself to the authority of the Lord, because of the atmosphere, because of the condition of his soul, you find that the dove could come down upon the lamb. And to our sister who's now starting off a new walk with the Lord, and to really walk with the Lord, this is the secret and key of a victorious life. As long as you become a lamb, as long as you're willing to be led, as long as you're willing to give it, as long as a Christian you don't fight for your rights and say, but it's my time, no, that's when you lose the blessing. But if you want to keep the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, if you want to keep the dove in your experience, just stay in that. And if in anything, you, like the prophet says, you get a nature like a wolf, like we all do, this old wolf nature on the outside, sometimes you give it to it, then you quickly just repent. He says the dove's not very far away. You're sitting there waiting to come back once again. And what could be sweeter than that? So the prophet, that's one of the important things that he will show. That if you really want the Holy Ghost to come inside your life, you just become a lamb. And our sister today, she's submitting herself to the headship of the Word. You know, she's looked at the authority of the Word. She says, I need Jesus as my Savior. She's searched her heart. She's prepared herself. She's been praying. Her and the other young sisters have been reading and praying and encouraging one another along the way. And now she's come to this place now that she wants to be baptized. And it's impossible for the Lord not to listen.
Yeah,
they're singing that every time you come, something good happens. Every time you submit yourself to the Word, something good is going to happen. So whenever you allow the Lord in, something good is going to happen. Like the final thing is now, John, he said, I baptize you with water, but the one coming after me is mighty. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now that's the real baptism that everybody deserves and everybody sees. The water baptism is wonderful, fulfilling all righteousness. We're going to bury our sister in the waters, raise her up out of the waters, a type of dying in Christ and being raised up to new life. The old life with its sins and all its old habits and customs and cultures, we'll bury them by faith and leave them in the waters. And then we're looking to the power of the resurrection. We're looking to the Holy Ghost to come really to the life of our sister, to give her enough power to live a new life. Because we can't walk with Christ in our own strength. No, we can't. We really need him. We need Jesus. He is with you and he will be in. It's wonderful to have the Lord with us. Wonderful for the Lord to teach us from the outside, to our Sunday school teachers and our parents and whatever. But the greatest thing is to have the one who's been teaching you from the outside to come inside and teach you from the inside.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter what happens to you inside your life, you have the guide.
Amen.
You have that something in you that will always point you to the Lord. You have that something inside of you that when somebody tries to, you know, the troubles of life toss you around, it's just a matter of time because you've got him inside of you. You're going to get back in line once again. You're going to get reoriented once again. And that's what you really want to pray for us. That you'll continue to go from this place. The prophet says that don't stop short. He says, many come to the waters of baptism and they stop there. He says, don't stop there. This is a wonderful thing, but it's the first step. Now we need to really pray for us and encourage her, help her along the way so she continues to walk with the Lord from today until she'll be able to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in me. But it's Christ in me, the Lord, to take her to a deeper level of fellowship and a real personal walk. And then it shall become the fullness of the blessing that the Lord has called you to bring forth exactly the fruits the Lord will bring. It's such a blessing to baptize her. I was wondering if there's anybody else who wanted to be baptized. No. So one is good. So come since I just go. you're professional and you believe in it. The Bible says that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved from now. And now you wanted to make a public display to each and every one of us that the Lord has been dealing with you in your heart. I think all of us could see the Lord dealing with you in your heart in the last few months, and we're so glad about that. We're so glad that you've yielded yourself to that, the dealings of the Lord. So because of this, we baptize you in the Father, we thank you for such a great day. Father, we thank you. We could think back 2,000 years. We could go back through time and how many times, Lord, you've spoken, have visited people, Lord, and yielded unto you, and you've revealed yourself. And Father, they've gone to the waters of baptism exactly the same way as we've done it today. And Father, to baptize Tabby in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Father, there's nothing better that we could do. We commit it into your hands. Father, now we pray that the same Spirit that has been dealing with her in such a wonderful way, the same Holy Ghost, Father Lord, that has led and guided her safely thus far.
Yes.
Jesus, let the same Holy Ghost flow. May you come, Lord, inside of the inner man, Lord. We think of the tabernacle, Lord, when Father, your glory came down. You went and you dwelt between the wings of the cherubim. Lord, come, Lord, into the soul of your daughter, Lord, we pray. Lord, let your Holy Ghost find its resting place there. And Father, may you deliver her from temptation. Father, may you shine the light upon her far instead of her way. You guide her and lead her from this day. And Lord, may you continue to bless her. Father, may you fight your battles. May you make her fruitful. As she opens up the word now, Lord. Father, it could be another dimension, Lord, glory. Father, she'd listen to the message, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Father, let it be hidden, man. Let it be something, Lord, that it's never been before.
Amen.
Bless her family, Lord, we pray. Bless her at school. May, Lord, your blessing overflow into every aspect of her life now, Lord.
Yes.
Father, may there be a difference that she'll look back and say, from that time, things were never the same because Lord was singing. And we know, Lord, that every time you come, something will be. So please bless her, we ask, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to see you, Lord. I want to see me, Lord, to see you. I am lifted up. Oh, see you shining in the light of your glory. Oh, see you pour out your power right now. And see you holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you.
I am a friend of God.
Oh,
I am a friend of God.
I am a friend of God. He called me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. When I stand with you, I find the Lord of me. Oh, I'll send you. Are you happy when I go? Is it true? Is it so? Is it true that you are thinking of me? Oh, are you glad? It's amazing. I am a friend of
everything to me. Been a witness, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to help our sister in any way that we can. That might just be in praying for somebody, but to those people that are closer to Tabby, you need to be your sister's keeper. Now let's not leave her to anybody else, because discipleship helps so much. I remember when I became a Christian and I had my good friend PJ, you always hear me speak about him, the guy that was a radical guy in a hostel. And the first thing he said to me is, congratulations, you're now a new creature in Christ Jesus. And he took me under his wing. And I always wonder what would have happened to me if I didn't have someone like that in my life. And when you get somebody there who's close to you, somebody cares for you, and somebody teaches you to read the word and helps you in prayer, and you know, when you're feeling you're the only one in the world going through a certain thing, and then they talk to you and say, no, this is common for Christians. We all go through these kind of things. It just makes the Christian journey so much easier. You know, so let's not, like we were saying the other week, let's not subcontract our responsibilities to others. We put too much onto the Sunday school teachers. You know, we expect them to perform miracles in 30 minutes a week. Yeah, they do a tremendous job, but there's another 6 days and how many more hours in the week where you find the new ones, they really do need some help. Jesus, when he said it to Peter, he said, Peter, do you love me more than these? He said, you know that I love you, Lord. He says, feed my sheep. He says, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes. He said, feed my lambs. So let's feed the sheep and let's feed the lambs. Let's not forget the little ones. So let's ask Brother Faithful to help us, and we'll not leave our little ones behind. And then maybe you can ask Brother Max, he could come and close for us in a word of prayer. But thank you for everybody for coming out. Thank you for Brother Clayton for finding this place. It's a really fine place. And I think going forward, we should be able to use it whenever we need it. So we'll leave it in good condition. And may the Lord bless the people that have given us this place. Let's sing that song, and then we'll ask Brother Max.
Two ones behind. Pour out Father.
Dear Heavenly Father, what a blessed afternoon that we have had, God. Father, we thank you for your daughter. As Lord, she has taken a bold step to say goodbye to the world. Father, even as she has been plunged all together with you in your burial, even in that fountain, that is filled with the blood drawn from your Emmanuel's vein. Oh Lord, we know that she's risen now, Lord, in the power of your resurrection. So Lord, we commit her into your hands. The Lord, even as she has a little siblings, God, Father, let her life be a shining example unto her siblings and even all the other children that are coming up, O God. Amen. Father, whatever her hands will touch, let it be a blessing. Amen. And even, Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, she will grow up, Lord, in the power of your resurrection, Lord. Amen. In the mighty of your word, O God. Amen. The Lord, her life will be, O Lord Jesus, lost in you. Amen. Oh, Father, we pray that, Lord God, she will be a real vessel, to the glory of your name. Amen. We say, thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, you have given her this privilege, and you have given her, Lord, a path to take in her life journey, oh God. Bless her mightily, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. Committing the parents also into your hands, Lord.
Amen.
The Father, you grant them the wisdom, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, as even they watch over her, oh God, we pray the Lord, yes, they will be able to let her pass through, Lord, the very path that you have already laid for her.
Amen.
Once again, Father, we want to say thank you. We thank you for our pastor who has taken the place, oh Lord, oh, to lead in this baptism, God. Father, bless the church as we commit all into your hands. Lord, we want to commit the rest of the week, Lord, into your hands. That, Father, our going outs and coming ins, oh, wherever we will be, Lord, oh, you are the one that directs the footsteps of the righteous, Lord. Father, direct our footsteps during this week, oh God. And Lord, let it be a blessing and glorify your name, Lord.
Amen.
Once again, Lord, we want to say thank you. As we live here, oh God, we are going to navigate ourselves through the streets of the city.
Amen.
Father, grant us journey mercies to our various homes, Lord. Once again, Lord, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God bless you. God bless you. Probably a sense. Let's dismiss with one. What do you have for us, Brother George? What's a good one?
Thank you for coming, Saints. Safe journey home.
Have a blessed week.
No, I was going to say, we didn't sing. We will not leave our sisters behind.
I think we need to finish that.
Thank you.